was 80, somewhere around 80 years old, and started out in his ministry. Amen. So it don't matter how young or how old you are, God's got a plan for you, and I just want to follow God's will and plan for our life. Praise God. Got your Bibles turned to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 2 this evening. If you've not had an opportunity yet today to read your Bible, I'll help you out a little while here tonight. Amen. Read a little passage of Scripture here. And I've been trying to preach these young men and these young women that are here in this revival. But young people, I'm going to give you a break tonight. Amen. I'm going to preach to mom and dad for a little while. Amen. So you young people, holler amen real big and loud. Amen. Amen. Lord, help us. 2 Kings chapter 2. Let's begin at verse number 1. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. The sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. The sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went on over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. It came to pass as they went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it and cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Verse 15. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. They came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. Amen. If we could, let's lift our hand to heaven. Ask the Lord to help this preacher here tonight. Lord God of heaven, we love you so very much. Giving you, dear God, a thanks and a praise for all that you've done already in this revival. Thank you, God, so very much. That God would come before you again, asking for that divine anointing and the unction of the Holy Ghost to preach your word to this congregation. God, we know that the anointing breaks and destroys every yoke. God, I pray that you'd move in a mighty way in every heart and every life. Please, God, would you meet with us in this altar here tonight? And God will give you the praise for all that you do. You alone are worthy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Amen. Y'all just sit tight a minute. This isn't part of my message. Hopefully I'm not putting those scratches in this here. Alright, go with those scratches. Alright, yeah. Would you be able to see what's going on here? Alright, yeah. Yeah. All right. Amen. You guys ever seen these apparatuses this is before? Jumper cables. You ever seen anybody make a big mess with them before like I have here? We read here this evening from 2 Kings chapter 2 how a young man receives a life-changing experience from a man of God that is fully charged with the Spirit of God. Amen. Now, if you've ever had a car very long, there's been some time or another the battery has went low or dead. You hear that wonderful sound. What? And so all you do, you get out your jumper cables and you say, I need a jump. Can you give me a jump? Hey, you got any jump? Can you give me a jump? And so what do we do? You hook up one side of the jumper cables. Oh, no, I knew that was going to happen. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us. You take one side of jumper cables here, boys, right? And you put it on one battery. Red on the positive, black on the negative. Okay. Right. And then you take the other side, you put them on the other battery, you know, make sure you get them on the same post there, you know. If it gets wrong, you're going to have 4th of July fireworks, you know. Huh? Amen. Give you girls a little lesson on how to jump a dead battery here. Looks like some of you need it. You're laughing awful hard down there. I don't know what's going on, but anyway. And so what does the good battery, the charged battery, do? It charges the battery that is weak. It charges the battery that is dead. And it gives it the charge that it needs to go on. Amen. And so the Lord will stand by me for just a little while. The Lord help me, God. Amen. I want to preach on fully charged and forever changed. Amen. Fully charged and forever changed. Now, I want to say this right at the beginning. I know we all know this. I know that every person is ultimately responsible for their own soul and your own relationship with God. I know that. There's no doubt about it. But you know what? The elder generation that is here, you can have a great effect on the younger generation coming behind you, coming up. Amen. It can either be a good effect or it could be a bad effect that you leave on the younger generation that is coming up behind you. And so I want to ask the elder generation that's here tonight, can this younger generation that's been here this week, can they look up to you for strength? Can they look up to you for encouragement? Can they look up to you for inspiration? Can they look up to you for an example? Amen.
Amen. Can these young people look up to you, mom and dad? Can these young people look up to you, grandma and grandpa, to get a full charge? Are you one of those that are on fire for God? Are you one of those that is full of the Spirit? Because I really believe that if we've got, amen, an elder generation that's here that is fully charged with the power of God, that there's some young men and some young women that'll be here. Their lives will be forever changed by the Spirit of God. How many believe that the Spirit of the Lord can really change lives? Hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell the story real quick here. Brother Shukrath, I remember the very first time I felt the Spirit of God. I remember so clearly, just like it was yesterday. I was just a little boy, barely see over the tops of the pews. But I remember that little church there in Greenwood, Indiana. The Holy Ghost come down in that church, and saints begin to shout. And I watched my Sunday school teacher, Sister Connie Dickerson. She was up here playing the organ. She's up there. She's normally just a quiet, reserved lady. She's up there playing the organ. Now the Holy Ghost come down in that church, and she came off of that organ, and she took off running around the church. I remember seeing that long red hair flowing in behind her. And she ran down this aisle, and then she came and she ran down this other aisle. Amen. And Brother Stephen, when she ran by me, I remember I felt something. I felt something. When Sister Connie Dickerson ran by me, yeah, she wasn't some young lady. No, she was an elder lady, but she was moved on by the Spirit of God. You know what, moms and dads? These young people do not need a church that is dead. They do not need a church that is dried up. They don't need a church that's running on a half a battery. No, they need a church that is fully charged. That's how it was for Elijah and Elisha. Here's a man that was fully charged with the power of God. And when it was all over with, when Elisha came back on the other side of the Jordan River, those sons of the prophets, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. Amen. Elisha got just what Elijah had. Amen. I pray, amen, that there be some moms and dads, some grandmas and grandpas in this church, and you look down at these young men that are sitting here. You look down at some of these young ladies that are sitting around here, and you'd pray that they'd have the same spirit. You'd pray that they'd have a double portion of the Spirit of God. Anybody say amen out there tonight? Amen. We need a church that is fully charged. I said we need a church that is fully charged with the power of God, that our lives will be forever changed. Hallelujah. Amen. These next few verses I'm going to read here, I know I'm taking these way out of context from what they were written. But I want you to pay close attention to what Paul tells Timothy. He's concerned about this young man coming up. Oh, he don't want him to just be a fly by night and just do it and fall off. No, he wants young Timothy to be a man of God. And he tells Timothy, 1 Timothy 1:18, he said, "This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy." He tells him in 1 Timothy 5:21, "I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ." 1 Timothy 6:13, "I give thee charge in the sight of God." 2 Timothy 4:1, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ." What was Paul doing? Amen. He was a man that was fully charged with the power of God, and he sees a young man coming along, and he wants him to have the same charge. He wants him to have the same power. How about a mom and dad? I said, how about a mom and dad? Do you have the power for yourself? Do you have the anointing for yourself? Do you have the power for yourself that you can pass it on down to the next generation that's coming up? Hallelujah. 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 Amen. And what happened? Timothy was forever changed because Paul was fully charged. Amen. Paul reminds him. He said, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." He reminds Timothy, thank God your grandma had it. She passed it down to her daughter. Her daughter passed it on down to you. And thank God for grandma that's got the power of God. Thank God for mama that's got the power of God. If they want to pass it on down and pass it on down and pass it on down. Amen. How many want to have a church that's fully charged? I said a church, I don't want to be half dead. I don't want to be just barely making it. But we need a preacher. We need a choir. We need some song leaders. We need some musicians that's fully charged with the power of God that we can pass it on down. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I know there's a lot of parents, they want their children, and I'm the same way, they want their children to have better things than they did growing up. They want them to have a better education, and so they do everything in their power to help their children to have a better education. They want them to have a good home, a better home, and so they do everything that they can to help their children to get a better home, a better car. And they do. I've seen moms and dads do all sorts of things to try to help their children. You know, got to have a car. And so they get a better car, better finances. We all know what I'm talking about out there tonight. Oh, yeah, they want to help their children out. But mom and dad, I want to tell you, how good have you been doing about seeing that? Hope I don't have, oh, we got one Johnny here. Amen. Little Johnny and little Susie. I got any Susies over here? How good have we been doing to see that little Johnny and little Susie have got a better experience with God than you do? Y'all help me preach a little while tonight. I'm not going to tarry here very long. But I'm going to ask you, amen, how good have you been doing? Amen, about being an example. How good have you been doing? About staying full of the Holy Ghost. Amen, let the power of God move on you. Amen, there's a young generation that's grown up. They don't need a bunch of deadheads. No, they need somebody that's full of the power, full of the glory. Amen, that our lives can be forever changed. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. My boys are growing up. Now, I'll be honest. Of course, you know, I ain't much of nothing. But you know what? I want to be like, I want my boys to have a double portion. Amen. Amen. I said, I want my boys to have a double. Like I said, I know I ain't nothing. I can't do nothing. But Brother Lord, I'd sure like if the Lord tarries and I live long enough, I'd sure like to see my boys up singing, shouting, and preaching with a far greater anointing than I ever had. Amen. I want to show my boys that are growing up, this is how you get in and have church. This is how you get in and you worship the Lord. They're not going to get much of an example if I just sit around on my hands and don't do nothing. Amen. I want to be one of those that's fully charged with the power of God. And the younger generation can't get a hold of it. Amen. It'll change their lives. I want to be fully charged with the power of an almighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And what I've seen before, I'm just getting ready to get done right here. I get it. Well, you got to have a good connection. Is that it? No, ain't it? Come on. Oh, it slipped off. Come here. And all of a sudden, they scratched off the paint off of the frame there. Come on, let's get that. Got to get a good connection. If you don't get a good connection, the power's not going to flow. It's just. But if you get a good connection, and out of the battery's fully charged, I mean, it might take a little bit. I don't know. But sooner or later, if you've got enough power and you've got good connection, guess what? The same charge that's in this battery over here is going to flow into this battery over here. Hallelujah. And so I want to call out like Elijah. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Amen. I want to call out tonight. Where is the Lord God of El Demor? Where is the Lord God, amen, of the saints of God that's been on, amen, and blaze a trail in front of us. I don't know about you, amen, but we got to have a young people, amen, that's full of the power of God. Hey, mom and dad, amen, it's a big responsibility that's laid upon all of us, amen, to have the power of God for ourselves. Hallelujah. So here's what I want to do tonight. Oh, Lord, if we could all stand, first of all, if you're able. We need a good connection. A charge that we need to have. Here's what I want to do. For a young person here, I hate to name ages because now I always miss those young people ages now, you know. But I'll just throw out an age there. For 25 and younger,
Won't you come on up around the front? Let's stand up around the front here. Come on, young men. Come on, young ladies. Amen. Oh, God. Church, if the Lord should tarry, this is going to be Fairland Holiness Church. I know they're a big part of the church already. Yeah, come on, all you young people, children 25 and under, come on up. Let me ask you, do you want these young ladies just to have just barely enough spark just to, no, you want them to be fully charged, don't you? How about you see all these great young men that are here? You don't want them just to be barely trying to just raise. How many of you want to see these young men fully charged with the power of God? So here's what I want to do. Hey, my mom and dad, if your son or daughter's up here, won't you gather in behind him? And maybe everybody might not be able to come, but if we could have 100%, I'd sure appreciate it. Come on, moms and dads, grandmas, grandpas, everybody that's concerned about these young people, how about let's get in here, let's get a good connection. I said let's get in here and let's get a good connection. Let's lay our hand on them. Hey, man, let's get in here and let's pray with them. Oh, come on, moms and dads. Oh, these young people need a full charge of the power of God. Amen. They need a church that's on their side. They need a church that's behind them, a church that's for them. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Mighty God, mighty God.